Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
I'm ready, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They
want. We give, showing others how to live. We care with love all through the land.
They want.
That's right. Wake up out there. Stay woke. Stay aware. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McChamp. It is Tell It Tuesday. This show has been sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, workshops, higher ed. But we focus on the young minds of our youth over here. I'd like to say good evening. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all of our listeners in Japan, Mexico, Australia, all over many, many, many other places. It is Tell It Tuesday. Our topic this evening is going to be breaking from others' expectations with Ms. Stephanie Haynes. Hopefully we will get in and get started on that. But before we go, I want to put this out there and let you know our lives are our own. It is not for someone else to dictate to us how we should live them. All that awaits those who allow themselves to be continually swayed by what other people say or do is unhappiness. We simply need to have the self-belief to be able to say, this is right. This is the path I will follow. I am content. Happiness is born from such inner fortitude. Moreover, those who earnestly devote themselves in accordance with the mystic law or their faith, whatever it might be, cannot fail to realize lives of total fulfillment. It's about fulfillment out there. We have to get moving out there. And I just like to say the lasers are pointing. It's going to be more in 2024. There will be more. We want you to give us a call, 323-769-5879. Leave your name and your number. We're looking for storytellers out here. We got to take care of our babies. We got to mentor them, okay? They need our help, and we have to do it. We must get together and take care of the young minds of the youth. And we're speaking of getting together, you know, I am in witness to Dr. Glenda Davis. Is having her challenge, five-day challenge, that's defeat diabetes. You know, you want to learn, to relearn and live. You're going to hear the truth, hear that. There's master classes that she offers. She goes into the challenge and many, many more. You know, It is not for you to allow anyone to tell you who you are. You want to learn about this dreadful disease out here. It is a killer, but it's also a moneymaker, and it is curable. Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. She's in a 5-day challenge this week, but on February the 1st, there will be a master class. You want to go in and register for that. And that website is https://exposingdiabetes.com/truth, T-R-U-T-H. And you're going to get nothing but the truth from Dr. Davis. Again, that website is https://exposingdiabetes.com. Anything that you see flashing in your face that has Dr. Glenda Davis on it, register for it. You're going to be educated. You're going to learn more about yourself. And you're going to find out about these lies that people have been telling you. So before we bring Ms. Stephanie Haynes on, the author of The Healing of the Wound, with talking to us about breaking the mother's expectation, I just want you to listen to this. We old school over here, we have a message from the music. That's right, Why Can I Live My Life? We have the author of The Healing of the Wound, Ms. Stephanie Haynes, with us, the master. We're going to be speaking on breaking from others' expectation. Stephanie Haynes, welcome in. How are you doing this evening? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good evening, Mint. I'm doing well, and yourself, and thanks for having me on tonight.
Time, we know you busy out there, and even though we're going to take care of this topic, I'm going to leave some time here for you to do it any way you want to do it, because there's some great events coming up. and you've done a great event, and we want to hear all about it. So on that note, I'm going to be quiet over here and say, talk to us, Stephanie. Everybody get your pads out, because she got some information for you. Listen very closely. Come on in, Miss Stephanie Haynes.
All righty. So good evening, listeners. I hope everybody's doing well and rested from today, and time to get your pens and papers out. All right. And actually, Linda, I'm trying to think. So did we talk about taking off the mask last week, maybe last time?
No, we didn't. We were going into it, but we hit on breaking from others' expectations. I don't remember peeling off the mask. Maybe you want to take it. We were going into breaking from others' expectations, but it would have the way you feel. Bring it to us.
Yeah, because I think we need to take off the mask first and then go into breaking into everybody's expectations.
Okay.
But we'll touch on that tonight, too.
Okay.
We'll do both.
We can do that. All right.
Yeah, we do part of break, because breaking expectation is, it's kind of lengthy, but we're going to start with taking off the mask.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go for it.
Left off on letting go.
Yes.
All righty. All right. So I'm going to start with a poem. And it's titled, The Mask I Wear. So I play my game, my desperate pretending game, with the facade of assurance without and a trembling child within. So begin the parade of masks, the glittering but empty parade of masks, and my life becomes a front. I idly chatter to you in suave tones of surface talk. I tell you everything that's nothing, and nothing of what's everything, of what's crying within me. So, when I'm going through my routine, do not be fooled by what I'm saying. Please listen carefully and try to hear saying. Here's what I like to say, but what I cannot say. It would not be easy for you. Long felt inadequacies makes my defense strong. The nearer you approach me, the blinder I might strike back. Despite what books say of men, irrational. I fight against the very thing that I cry out for. You wonder who I am? You shouldn't. For I am every man and every woman who wears a mask. Don't be fooled by me, at least not by the face I wear. And that was by an unknown author. All right, so taking off the mask. We wear masks, faces. We wear many faces, I would say, for different occasions, sometimes to hide our true feelings. We suppress our feelings, not allowing ourselves to share our true feelings and with our friends and loved ones. When we hide behind the mask, we are living in our false self. We begin to manipulate our ways through life. Now, when we manipulate, it causes us to take advantage of others, and we will be creating bad karma. Now, to create healthy relationships, you want to be able to speak from your heart center with your authentic voice. If not, all of your relationships will be superficial because you are not operating in your true self. To create deep, lasting, and loving relationships, you have to be honest with you. You have been traumatized. You become defensive and put up walls so no one can hurt you. That caused you to live in your false self and no one really knows how you truly feel. Now, it takes courage to live in your authentic self. After all, the forgiving and letting go, we have to take the mask off and learn how to live in a space of honoring ourselves and skin in an assertive manner. When we are in a relationship with anyone, we want to be able to feel comfortable enough to share our true feelings. Taking off the mask, exercise will guide you to speak in your authentic voice. So we're going to go and answer some questions, and I want you to really be truly honest with yourself. So get your pens and paper out. All right, so question number one, how many faces do you wear? For example, when you go to work, families, your lover, you know, your friends, do you be authentic with them or you put on a mask with them? So how many faces do you wear? Number two, how many are there and can you name them? Number three, how often do you suppress your true feelings in relationship with your partners? Do you convey your true feelings when they are not living up to your agreement? Do you convey your true feelings when they are not living up to your agreement? Meaning the people that you're involved with, whether it's work-related, your partner, your family, do you convey your true feelings when they are not living up to your agreement? Are you allowing yourself to be that doormat? Are you suppressing your true feelings? How often do you suppress your true feelings? Is it all the time, sometimes, when you don't have the courage, when you feel unworthy? When you are depressed? Number six, what are your triggers in a relationship with your partner that keeps you from expressing your true feelings? Were you traumatized? Because sometimes trauma keeps you from living in your authentic self. Feeling unworthy, not being able to speak. As a child coming up, it can be many reasons why you're not able to speak your truth. Changes do you have to make to create an authentic relationship with your partner? And some of those things can be dealing with the core of why you're not loving yourself or valuing yourself or even feeling worthy. Or you might have been brought up to not have a voice, not to be able to speak or communicate your needs or your wants or your desires. So when I stop looking outside of myself, I feel myself. I free myself to express my creative inner spirit. That's a quote by one and only me. All right, so now we're going to go into taking it off the mask, finding the higher self meditation. So this time, you can put your pad and pencil down. find a comfortable place. You can either sit or stand or lay down, whatever's comfortable for you. And let's take a deep stretch. And when you're ready, close your eyes and begin to pay attention to your breathing, noticing the rhythm, the way your belly rises and the breath. And now relax and let go on the out-breath. Now in your mind's eye, imagine that you are coming to a door. What does it look like? How does it feel? In just a moment, you can open the door and find one of your masks behind it. A part of yourself that you would like to know better and be enriched by. Open the door and now meet this mask. It may be a person, an image, an animal, or a kind of thought. Now, if the door seems stuck or nothing seems to appear, what will you meet if the door did open or something did appear? How does your mask appear to you? Take a part of yourself and go to the innermost place of wisdom. Imagine the sacred center as a summer meadow on a sunlit day. Spend a moment appreciating the lushness of the grass, the trees, and flowers that shine inwardly with a living light, the fragrance, the color, the warmth of the sun. The more you open to the beauty, the more you can feel the sacred presence of your own higher self and the being of light always ready to come to your aid. Feel the sunlight shining down upon you and washing over you. Feel it running through you, filling you with vitality, clarity, and compassion. Feel it filling your heart and emerging through your eyes. Now, look at your mask. Also bathe in light, the light pouring over it and shining out through it communicates from the deepest level of your being, your intent, to know, love, and understand this aspect of yourself. Now, look at your mask, part of yourself. How are you trying to help me? Listen carefully for the answer. Ask when it comes, when it came into being. Thank your mask for the help it has given you. Think carefully how its attempt to help sometimes hurt you, especially when they came from old fears. Ask it to cooperate with you in operating out of its highest wisdom and service to your higher self. Operate at its highest potential. Then imagine a scene of how this would appear in your life.
take a moment and finish your conversation in any way you need to. The warm light shining down upon both of you. If any fear remains, allow it to dry up in the sunlight and blow into the field where its dust can nourish the flowers. Take the beautiful loving being that was the core of the mask all along and tuck it into your heart, love and wisdom of your higher self. And know that your healing is also a healing for the world soul. Now when you're ready, take a deep breath and stretch, coming back into your own space, taking your time until you feel ready to open up your eyes. All right. Now we're going to go into breaking away from other people's expectations. So, Miss Linda, you have any questions before I move forward?
No. You know, I was over here getting writer's cramps here. I always like talking to the mass. I always like doing it. But my question is, when you were beginning, you know, to go in, when you open the door, but I have a question about when the door is stuck. What will you need? You know, if the door is stuck, does that mean that one must pry it open, make sure, you know, that they get it open? You said if the door is stuck, you know, what will you need? I have a question mark about that.
Uh-huh. So when it's stuck, it's you needing to allow it to open, you know, not to have the fear of what you might see.
Okay.
But just allowing, just allowing to manifest the way it will manifest.
Okay. Okay. That answers.
A person thing.
Got it.
All right. So
we're
gonna go. You got it? Okay.
All right.
So now we're gonna go.
No, I'm ready.
Did you say something?
Breaking away. No. I was saying I'm ready to go.
Okay, so breaking away from other people's expectations. Now, a balanced independence in what we should seek. It is the ability to trust and depend on your higher self and other people and yet establish your own individuality. Now, to establish a balanced independence in our lives, there are several things we must do. Don't let people around you determine your value or behavior pattern. It appears that everyone expects something a little different, but one thing for sure is that they all expect you to keep them happy and give them what you want. Many times the expectation people put on us and we accept are unrealistic. If you want to have confidence, you have to stop being superwoman or superman, or however you identify. Realize you have limitations and that you cannot keep all the people happy all the time. We'll never like you, so stop trying to have a perfect record with everyone and start celebrating who you are. People who know how to live independently do not allow the moves of other people to alter theirs. When an unhappy person is unsuccessful in making you unhappy, they begin to respect and admire you. Even people who seek to control you will disrespect you if you allow them to do it. So I encourage you to be your own person. Don't live under the tyranny of other people's expectations. Learn to cope with criticism. No matter what you do in life, someone will criticize you, and you must learn to cope with it and not let it bother you. Criticism is very difficult for most of us, and a person's self-image can be damaged by one critical remark. You must know our own heart and not allow others to judge us. People are fickle. They love you when you are doing everything they want you to do and are quick to criticize when one little thing goes wrong. Time, the people who are criticized the most are the ones who try to do something constructive and with their lives. Now, it amazed me how people who do nothing want to criticize those who try to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not always do everything right, but at least you are attempting to do something to make the world a better place, to help stop the hurting people. Time someone criticizes you, try making a positive affirmation about yourself to yourself. Don't just stand by and take in everything anyone wants to dump on you. Establish independence. Have your own attitude about yourself and don't be defeated by criticism. Do something outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Do something that people won't expect. It will keep your life interesting and keep other people from thinking they have you tucked away nicely in a little box of their own design.
Mm-hmm.
We are not created to merely do the same thing over and over until it has no meaning. We are creative beings in the universe. Doing something outrageous means different things to different people, life fresh and exciting, not by doing stupid things, but by being outrageously creative and different. Say no when you need to. Anyone says yes to everyone all the time is headed for trouble. When people want you to do something, they definitely won't tell them no, but sooner or later, you must decide if you're going to spend your life making other people happy at the expense of never being happy yourself. There should always be times when you do things for other people just because we want to make them happy, even if the thing they want is not what we would prefer doing. To live that way all the time, however, is not healthy for number one, which is yourself. And remember, happiness begins with you. Happiness is not outside of you or waiting for someone to make you happy. That's not their job. Your job is to make yourself happy. Spend time with people who give you space to be yourself. Some people are always trying to get you to conform to preset patterns, but there are those rare individuals who actually encourage individuality and nonconformity. spend time with people who respect and affirmed us, to nurture healthy relationships, we must give people space and freedom. Get away by yourself to reflect, read, pray, and just be quiet for several days at a time. It's wonderful to be married to someone who is secure enough to encourage you to be who you are and help you celebrate your uniqueness and individual needs. Now, if you are tired of living on the beaten path that everyone else walks on all the time, then venture into woods. Some people would be afraid they would get lost, but a confident woman or man or individual expects to have a new experience that might be outrageously wonderful. If we want to be encouraged in our own individuality and independence, we must show the same type of freedom and respect into other people's lives. Live and let live should be our motto. Spend time with people who encourage you in your quest to be an individual. Find friends who give you space to be yourself. Space to make mistakes and respect your boundaries. Boundaries are very important. If you don't set boundaries, you will be walked all over. Have your own opinion. Wisdom knows when to keep quiet and when to speak. We are all entitled to our own opinion. But that does not mean we should always give it to others. Most of the time, people don't want our opinions, even if they do ask for it. They want us to agree with them. Right?
You're right. Yes, right. You're right.
Yeah. So we should be wise about how freely we give our opinion and letting the popular opinion become ours. Know what you believe and why you believe it. This is a big one. Refuse to pretend. Wanting to please people is not necessarily an abnormal trait, but times we find that we simply cannot be what they want us to be.
That's right.
So I believe that not being true to oneself is the biggest joy thief that exists. You have to be true to yourself. Just fake it to it, make it. That is big untrue to yourself. That's being untrue to yourself. And sometimes you should never do.
No.
Spirit does not appreciate hypocrites, tenders, phonies. Even if what you are right now is not what you know you should be, at least be real. Don't spend your time pretending that you like things you despise. Or being with people all the time that you don't enjoy. People pretend to be happy when they are miserable. They try to do jobs that are way over their heads just because they feel they should, in order to be admired or to maintain a certain reputation. If you know you can't do it, because what you're doing, you're causing pain for not only for yourself, but for others. People have many masks and can become quite adept at changing them when necessary. Ralph Waldo Emerson pointed out that be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Always remember that to establish independence, you must not be pretenders. Be yourself.
Sure.
Watch children. Spirit says we should become like little children. If we expect to re-enter the cycle of birth and death, study the freedom that children enjoy. They are unpretentious and straightforward. They laugh a lot, and they forgiving and trusting. Children are definitely confident, at least until the world teaches them to be insecure and fearful.
That's right.
We all have to grow up and be responsible, but we don't have to stop enjoying life and ourselves. Don't let the world steal your confidence. Remember that the hands of spirit has created you on purpose. It has a special, unique, wonderful plan for you. So go forward. Don't shrink back, conform, or live in fear, stagnation. If you ever seen a puddle of water that was stagnant, there is no circulation, no fresh water source, and the water just sits there.
Yes.
We can also slide into stagnation. It happens a little bit at a time, and often so slowly that it's almost impossible. Impeccable. We stop being daring and creative. We settle in, we slip into the world mode and conform to what people expect.
Aye.
We become predictable. Wow. Everyone will become stagnant if they don't fight it. It is easy to just float along with everyone else doing the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
The most valuable thing you can learn is that there are many things you must do on purpose. We purposely take care of our responsibilities in life because we know it is important. We give on purpose. We actually look for people to be a blessing, We actually look for people to be a blessing to because we have learned the vitality, important lesson that Spirit taught about walking in love. We purposely do something that is a little out of the ordinary every once in a while simply because we refuse to live in stagnation. We purposely spend time every day in meditation with Spirit to create a harmonious day. Don't just put in your time here on earth. Enjoy your life and make the world glad that you are here. With Spirit, all things are possible. Balance is the key to success in everything. Where there is no balance, we always find destruction. People who never learn how to balance their checkbook can end up in serious financial trouble. Balance is very important. if we don't trust our inner spirit, we will continue to make choices in our lives that would not serve us ever. We don't always trust our inner voice to guide us through our journey of life. So, are there any questions?
No, you know I'm enjoying this. You know I'm enjoying this. I have no questions on, you know, I like the idea of doing something outrageous. You know, that's my kind of move. I like to do outrageous stuff because I get bored real quick. Okay, so I have to keep it going out there. But you're so true, you know, stating that people are happy if they see you don't have any balance. And they want to, I've experienced a lot of that. You know, we talk about it every now and then, but I don't really have to. I like the idea about trusting and being authentic. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Sometimes my own authenticity kind of rattles some brains or whatever. I just kind of like shake it up a little bit, but you know what? I'm happy, okay? And that's really all that matters because I can't carry it with me. Pretending to be happy. It, you know, I always use the statement, you know, people are at parties and they go to a function and they sit around side to side, Stephanie, and they talk about the bad food and they talk about the this and the music. Get up and leave. Okay, that just doesn't make sense to me. Why would you stay being a phony? So that you're sitting up here in your nice, pretty dress, or you got a new outfit, and you want everybody to see it. Why would you stay? Go home. You can listen to your own music and eat your own food. That's never made sense to me. Those are phonies. Those are, what do I call them, plastic knives and forks. You don't want to be there. You don't like something. You say it, but like you say, a wise person know when to speak, you know, and as we mature, we gain that wisdom, right? Not saying that you're not thinking it. You got an opinion, but it's the right time to express it. And most people don't want to hear it, as you say. So with me, I don't tell you my opinion. I can show you better than I can tell you, and that's the way I do it. But I'm enjoying this because you have to be yourself in a world that's trying to make you who they want you to be. And I can't get for that. It doesn't work with me because most of them that's trying to do it don't even know who they are, okay? Mm-hmm. So, excuse me, they don't know who they are. So how can you try to fit me in a box or a slot and think I'm going to sit there? No, I like being that plus sign. I said plus sign takes up four corners, you know? That plus takes up four corners. That minus sign, you can slide it anywhere. I'll never be that minus sign. So I'm enjoying this. I'm glad that, you know, we moved it in together, and you did bring in, remove another mask. As soon as we close down this evening, I'm going to go visit my metal, okay? I want that sunshine shining down. I want to see what's on the other side of that door. I hope it don't scare me. There's no telling what's lurking back there. But listeners, it works, okay? It works. You want to take a look at yourself. It's like, what is that? I don't know the correct word to say. You know how people say they have out-of-body experiences and mm-hmm. they come back, and it's a word. They can transport their, I don't know. Well, anyway,
meditation.
Yeah, you know, they travel. They travel. They come out of their bodies and they travel. There's mm-hmm. a word of But that sounds so exciting to me when you could turn around and look back at yourself and then go back in, because from my understanding, if you don't know how to get yourself back in, you'll be floating out there forever. But those type of things intrigue me because I know they're all possible. And what better person than to travel and go visit is you, don't you think?
Anyway, you do that when you dream at night.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're dreaming. Do it in your dreams. Yes.
Okay.
You leave and go to another space.
So is that why
whatever you're dreaming? Excuse me.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
No, you were saying something.
No, I was saying sometimes is that why you dream. Some of your dreams you can remember, and some of them you can't.
Right.
Okay. Well, I have to keep a pad by my table because I dream. And sometimes the ones I remember, I jot them down because a lot of them I can't remember. But the ones, mm-hmm. I keep a pad. Yeah, very, very exciting. I'm looking. I like the word when you say do something outrageous. I'm sitting over here now. My little brain is just moving around saying, now, what can I do outrageous? Okay, you know, that kind of stuff excites. So you got us mm-hmm. going here, you know, as far as, you know, people, you know, we are our own critics. We have that inner critic there. That's number one. So my inner mm-hmm. critic sometimes can get so busy, I really don't have time for anybody else's criticism. I don't have time. It can't come in. I mean, I hear it. I know it's there. And I listen, but I don't have time because I'm dealing with my inner you-ness. It's about your you-ness. So what we're speaking of tonight, listeners, is breaking away from others' expectation and taking off that mask. It's talking about your you-ness. You know, we're all individuals, as Stephanie said. And don't be out there doing things to keep people happy and it's making you unhappy. That does not make sense to me. I can't even remember the time. I'm going to try to go back. I'm going to try to connect these dots and see if I have done things just to make people happy and make me miserable. I can't get there. Okay, no, we got to be happy together. Otherwise, we can't function. Okay? I would never say, oh, I didn't really want to do it, but I just did it because, that's not me. If you didn't want to do it, you shouldn't have done it. Okay? You shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. What is that doing to you? So this is very good with when you talk about creating your own individually and having the new experiences, you know. When you can do that, you have to live and let live. I got my notes over here, but you have to be in an arena or simply around with people that understand that you need your space. Some people get upset when they put those commands and demands out there and you don't adhere to them. They get highly upset. They go, yeah, I've experienced that. It's like, goodbye, because that ain't what I'm going to do right now. Okay? That's not the way it's going to go. Yeah, they get highly upset, you know. So I refuse to pretend. I really, really don't know how. I'm getting better with holding back my opinion. I'm really growing in that arena. I've never been a pretender, and I never have held back an opinion. But I'm getting there, you know, as everybody used to. They don't want to, even though they ask when you tell them the truth, they get upset about it. So why did you ask? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, how is this, and how is that? And you start telling the story. They're not coming in to, you know, blend in or give you another way of looking at it. They get highly upset. So I just... I keep them to myself. I can show you better than I can tell you and keep moving. That keeps my energy contained, as shall I say. Then I'm balanced out there. I'm balanced enough. But I will express if there's something that needs to be taken care of. I'll express how I feel about it and leave it up to you what you want to do. But I also have let you know because something definitely will be done about it. They get that picture. Uh-huh. And then I'll just be quiet. Because it's up to you anyway. It all begins and ends with you. So breaking away from other people's expectations, this is a good topic, very good topic, because that's what we deal with on a daily basis. And I see people in relationships, you know, in relationships staying there because they're trying to, how can I put it? I wouldn't say, they're enabling that person, but they're very, very unhappy. You know, they're unhappy. So why are you there? That when you speak of low self-esteem or being beat down, my knowledge is when I see incidents like that or I see people going through stuff like that, you know, whether wherever, I say, you know, a horse, when a horse is broke, you can ride him any way you want to. You understand? Mm-hmm. You can ride them any once when you break down that horse. And you have to break them when you're training in order to ride them. But there's a difference. A plow horse and a mule, they eat hay. They don't eat oats. They can, you can get them pretty quick. But when you get to messing with that thoroughbred, you're going to have to cool it up some, because that thoroughbred will turn around and break you on it. So that whenever I go into those situations, and in order to be that thoroughbred, you have to have yourself balanced. You have to be able to recognize. But it's a sad thing, because people believe in breaking you, breaking your spirit, so that they can control. No, why don't you go find out who you are and go control you? Yeah, it's very hard for me to deal with. I work very hard on my health. That's why it's very important to stay healthy, so that you don't have to depend on others, because I found out that people, once they know that you're dependent on them, they really can act funny. So, you try to stay away from that. Depend on yourself. Mm-hmm. Or when they kick you when you're down, you know, no. That's a no-no for me. So when you said not allowing others to judge us, you know, and people that are doing nothing, they're always the first one to criticize somebody that's doing something. Why is that? Is it because they're bored, they can't see?
It's jealousy. Jealousy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jealousy.
Okay. People use that. You know, it's kind of hard for me because I'm not a jealous person. I like to see, but I guess you're right. I guess you're right. So they'll come in every type of way. They'll come, and I really believe in spending your time with people who allow your own individuality, okay? Because that way they respect and affirm you. And get away. Go stare at the rock. Go yell at the sun. Go let the sun warm you. Like I said, when I get off, I'm going to go visit my meadow. I'm just trying to tell those sun rays to get up there. I don't know if I'm ready to look at that mass this evening or not, because, you know, we have many, many, many ones. So I might be spending the whole night trying to decide which masses I want to deal with, because a lot of times you have to put on many, many faces to go through many, many doors. But the most important one is that you recognize what you're doing and put on that face for a reason, but you remain to carry your authenticity with it. See, the authentic is the real deal. And I find out that people don't like authentic people. They really don't.
Right.
They don't understand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they'll get over it. Take aspirin. And this has been a wonderful, wonderful evening and topics, and I'm glad you brought the removing of the mask. Now, were you finished? Were we finished? Because I want you to share with us what's happening and what happened with you. I just give us some more sharing and caring here. You've been out there doing a lot of things. What's going on, Stephanie?
Well, I actually, we have 20 questions to ask, so we can to answer. So we can either do those 20 questions tonight, or start with those 20 questions next week.
Let's go with part two next week. That'll keep it more exciting, because then, therefore, the listeners will have thought about this, and they'll be able to answer this. There's a lot to absorb here. I mean, it sounds like it's short, but it's not. It's deep. So if we go with the 20 questions and pick up part two, next week, I better give them time to think about it. So let's do that. Let's do the part two of the 20 questions and take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We're getting ready for election.
Yes.
You know, people educated on who to vote for and what to look out for 2024.
Okay.
You know, as the first vice CNW, it's very important. I'm over programs, making sure that we have aligns with the values of supporting African-American women and young girls and families. Making sure they have the things that they need to move forward, you know, because they're trying to take out everything from us. Yes. So on Thursday, we have a short, we're actually going to have a conversation with Evan DuVernay, the, so I think she's the writer and the director of Origin.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we're going to have a live conversation with her. It's going to be via Zoom.
Okay.
And I would, actually, I went to go see the movie on Sunday.
Okay.
You know, they talk about the caste system, you know.
Yes.
Us as African-American being the lowest one on the pole and the highest of every ailment that there is, right?
Yes.
So,
say that again, the highest of every what?
Illness.
Uh-huh. Okay.
High blood pressure. Hypertension.
Yes. Yes.
You know, all of that.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so it's a movie that needs to be seen, and I encourage that everybody should go out, you know, grab your family because, you know, they need to know our history. And, you know, they are trying to take our history out of school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest,
mm-hmm.
the devil was in school until the
That's
90s
right.
we fought for it. Yeah, we fought for it in the 90s, and now they're trying to take it out again. So,
well, you know, the history, I'm not cutting you off, but when we mention history, when I tell the young adults, you know, the history that I read about it wasn't very interesting to me because I didn't know none of those people, and my people were storytellers, and they were, you know, so I knew the real deal, so it really, really bored me. But I tell the young adults, you know, they want to take the books out and all of that. I said, well, most of that stuff in those books wasn't really the truth anyway, so why don't you just be the book, you know, and keep on moving because we are the book. We are the book. They've tried to write it, delete it, figure it out. We are the book. So I'm glad. What is the title of this? What is the title of the movie for Ava DuVernay? What is the title of the movie?
Origin.
Origin?
Origin. Uh-huh.
Okay, O-R-G-I-N. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so she's going to be doing live Zoom on Thursday through the
yes.
That's your national, okay. And that you get that link out to me because that might be, I might have to deal with that. And what time will it start, 7 o'clock?
I'm not sure. I will find out tomorrow.
Okay.
They're going to send the link out with all that information.
Okay, so that's Thursday. Okay, so that might be something, you know, that I need to check out, you know, because we always do a thing Thursday, but something that important, I need to go see something to think about myself so I can bring it back. But, okay, we'll go with that. So that's going to be this Thursday, and I saw something, was it? For the BBW is something I saw that was happening. I mean, you're involved in a lot of stuff, and I kind of like get confused. Well, which one is this coming from, or which one is that coming from?
Are you talking about Black Women for Wellness?
Yes, yes.
Are you speaking of Black Women for Wellness?
Yes, yes.
Yes, they are doing something Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing something Sunday. Regarding, it's the same thing. They're talking about reproductive justice reformation.
Okay.
In the, I think the interfaith community.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull that up.
I saw
yeah,
it.
It's a lot.
You guys are busy out there. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And the great thing, you know, with education and research for these nominated candidates, you know, I get behind that real big. You know, get out and meet them, find out. We got a new breed out here. But a lot of people wait for the general election, but the primary is the most important because that places them on the ballot. And for some strange reason, people, you know, wait on the journal. No, the journal is not it. The journal finalizes, but that primary sits on that ballot, you know, puts the right people in the seat. So I have my people, I'm behind, you know, the community, the district, and we're CD10 over here. You guys CD10, I'm 10. So So the people over here, you know, in this area, but I've moved with them a long time and I enjoy it, but I know that they'll get the job done. So I stick behind them, but you have to make your own choice and form your own opinion. And the best way to do that is get out and meet them and listen to them and hear them, okay, so that you can make that right check in that right box. But the primary, March 5th, is very important because that places them on the ballot.
Yeah. So we also, through Wade, so
yes.
Black Women for Wellness actually has a banner up. I'm trying to figure out, is it by Simply Wholesome? I'm trying to figure out where it's located.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, and it says the abortion is always, well, is and will remain legal in California. We got
yes,
you.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so it's paid by Black Women for Wellness.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the 50th anniversary, 51st anniversary
okay.
of the Roe versus Wade.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one thing that is, you know, that we've been working on, the Sunday.
And it, I saw that. Yeah, get that information to me. I saw all of that. I saw the banner hanging. It's not a banner. It's a, what do you call it? The sign, the advertisement. Yeah, it's a big advertisement.
It's a banner.
And I saw Black Women, but you guys are very, very busy out there, and it's so much needed out there, and it's a lot of things happening. And the Black Women for Wellness, I like it because they're always addressing the wellness and the healing of that, and that's very important because don't nobody else care. So we have to get out there and educate and find out what's happening, you know. But this particular origin, I'm going to check that out because, like, I know the stories. I had storytellers, but to get it across, and there's so many others who don't, okay? They really mm-hmm. don't. And when yeah. they say removing the history and taking the books out, I just sniggled about that. I said, because them books didn't have the truth in it anyway. I tell the young adults, you be the book and keep moving, okay? You are the book, okay? You are the book.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I, you know, that's just society. Anything that you can't control, you try to get rid of, but we're resilient individuals, you know. Not saying that everybody
yeah.
else is not, but I can only speak for where I come from and what I have to do mm-hmm. and what my purpose is. And each day that it comes, you know, it comes. If you sit back and be still and ask, you'll be guided into what you're supposed to do. And whatever you're supposed to do, you can't have any fear about it. So I'm sharpening up my swords, okay? That's all I can tell you. I'm sharpening up my swords
yeah.
for these babies. Because our babies are hurting out here, and they are truly, truly
yeah.
lost. Truly, truly. Okay. And in order to.
Okay, so
you
found
must.
The, excuse me, Linda. Okay. Excuse
okay.
me. So I found the event for Sunday.
Okay. What is it?
And so the type, yeah, it's going to be via Zoom. It's called
okay.
Beyond Roe. It's an intersection
okay.
of abortion access, economic justice, and religion liberty. So I
okay.
will forward this email over to you,
okay.
and you can register and send it out. And let me do this now to make sure that I get your correct email.
Okay.
Let me see.
Don't say the whole email. Just tell me what you got. You
I'm
probably
not.
Got Steph, or you have F. Which one?
It's Farson D or the
okay.
IMAC.
Okay. No,
uh-huh.
send it to the F. Send it to the F. Send it to the F right
now. Okay.
And that'll go right
okay.
into the slot. And I'll look out for that.
Okay.
And now what I'll do is when we get off, I'll text you the full across because, you know, I don't be running naked in the neighborhood, so I'll send it out to you.
okay.
To go that way, and I'm Mac, we'll sit up, but this one is for the public, and this is what we want to get out there. No, send that directly in to me so I can get it, because I saw the sign, and I said, wait a minute, but I get confused if it's Black Women, DWW because you're dealing with both and you're very, you know, your response. I say, is this the black colored women or is this black women the sign? So, okay, yeah, just get them to me. I get them separate here and I'll get them out. And I appreciate everything, Stephanie. Now, you had an event that was celebrating the weekend Martin Luther King out in the Inland Empire. How did that go? Because it was an amazing event.
Yeah, it was a scholarship event for the youth there. And
okay.
It was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a really nice event.
So that was youth
yeah.
scholarships, you know, get in behind that because those babies need to have that stuff. And I was trying to get, I think that weekend we had to travel up north, and I didn't get back to you, but I told someone that was something happening because I have a lot of associates in that area. And I said, well, if I come through, I would gather them up and we would just come over there and participate. But we had to go out, mm-hmm. and I didn't hear back from you. But I knew anything that you participate in is going to be an awesome event. So I just wanted you to share that with us for this Sunday, for Black Women in Wellness. And then Stephanie mentioned we all need to see the movie Origin. And on this Thursday, Disney is going to be there speaking, right? That's Zoom. Is that via Zoom or is that going to be live?
It's going to be Zoom.
Okay, get it to me. It says, and I'm still trying to get out and see a lot of things that I have to get out and see. But this evening, listeners, this is Kelly Tuesday. You know, we had a lot to tell you. And Stephanie told us about taking off that mask and how many masks do you wear. I hope you jotted down those questions because you have to take our time and ask yourself that. How many do you have? And can you name them all? And then we moved in from there to breaking from other people's expectations. That is something that we got to go over and over again. I can tell you, when you learn how to do that, you'll have a less stressful life. Or won't you, Stephanie? I think so. Sometimes you might lose some of your associates because a real friend, I understand you. You might lose some of your associates because friends know you. But that's okay, too. You just get them out the way so you can make room for somebody else to come in. That's the way I see it. And on that note, we got a few minutes here. You have something else you want to share with us before we call it an evening? We appreciate you so much, Stephanie. Talk to us. What do you want to tell us? Anything else? If not, I'll take us on out with some music and just take us on out of here.
I just want to say thank you for having me and have a great evening. And see you next week.
Yes, you will. And we're going to pick up on the part two of Breaking Away from Others' Expectations with those 20 questions. So get your pens and pencils ready. Kind of go over, re-listen to what we talked about because that's going to help you really dig into those questions that Stephanie will bring. And to each and every one of you out there, what can I say? I want to let you know that as I play with Bobby Brown in the beginning, it's my prerogative. So moving forward, doing what we have to say. Stephanie talked about the elections coming up. Get out there. They're educating. We all have to be educated. The people that I've been moving with, they were starting back way like September, October. I mean, they had their ears to the sidewalk. But we're going to do the thing. We're going to stick together. We're going to collaborate. We're going to unify. And more so, we're going to take care of our babies, okay? Wonderful thing that Black Women in Wellness is doing. Council of Colored Women. What is the NCCW? Give me that. The
National
title
Council of Negro Women.
NCNW. That's what it is, and BWW. And I will be speaking with you. I want to talk with you about something that we can talk about after this week is over with that will be very, very helpful with the health of our culture. And we talk about high blood pressure. We talk about, things that we have that's not really being addressed. I want to talk to you about that. It's something I want to present. And I know that you're over the programs, and you can get it done. So that's what I'm going to put out there. We'll speak about it. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It is Tele Tuesday. We hope that you have gotten, no, we don't hope, we know that you've gotten some information. Pay attention to your notes. Stephanie Haynes, we love you. Have a wonderful evening. And I'll send you a text with that full email to get that to me. And then we'll set up a time that I can share this other information with you, okay?
Okay, you take care now.
I will. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Listeners, Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound and many, many other things. You have enjoyed it. Stephanie, great to see you.
It would be easier to take the wet from water, all the dry from sand, than for anyone to try to separate us, or stop us from holding hands. 'Cause I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you from the bottom of my heart. What lovers don't together. What lovers don't together.
Can't nobody take it apart.
That's right, with love has joined together. And again, I'm going to mention to you on this Tele Tuesday, March 5th, is the primary. Those of you who have not registered, register. That is very, very important. That primary election places the people on the ballot. I know you've been out there meeting the candidates, hearing the candidates. We'll have a few come on and give you some update on what they're going to do and kind of like give you a little bit more insight on what you need. We're out here educating you about it, but it is imperative that you vote. It is imperative. Your vote is your voice. And if enough voices out there scream loud enough, we'll make those changes out there and get things done with the right people. But you have to vote. You must vote. No, I'm going to pay you a little bit of my Tracy Chapman. Just you put something on your mind. Okay, think about this. Please.
Fancy material world, don't see the link.
Break it out there. We want you to stay aware. We want you to stay safe. Stay kind out there. Stay kind. And keep in mind, the opposite of living is failing to live. Have a wonderful evening. We'll be back. Stay tuned and keep your eyes open and listen.
Don't fight the way you're living.
singing. Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Sharing yeah. Ooh.
They won't move. Breaking
we
up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
In the history of Dodger Stadium, there's been 18 total rainouts. Hi, I'm Dave Roberts. As manager...